If you're looking for trouble, you're in the right place. This is the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the time on Money Life where we work with the experts from New Construct, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous, trying to help you see what is going on that is going to make something deceiving. Like, there's plenty of trouble in this market. You don't have to look too far. But at New Constructs, where they dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up, they are looking to see where things are misleading, where someone would look from the top down and think, and instead they would come to the conclusion at New Constructs that
this is an ugly business, man.
Yeah, if the business is ugly, it's unattractive, it's dangerous. If the business is maybe misleadingly ugly, in other words, it's better than it looks on paper, well, then it could be attractive. If you want to learn about the scale and how they do it all and see their list of most attractive and dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com. They blog about their danger zone picks, so there's always more information there. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. He joins us again today. Kyle, great to have you back on the show.
Glad to be back. Thanks.
Kyle is here on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at gainbridge.life. Kyle, who's in the danger zone this week?
Zombie companies, Carvana, Freshpet, and Peloton.
Danger, danger.
Zombie companies, Carvana, Freshpet, and Peloton. Well, if they're zombies, then the right question is actually kind of in the form of a statement that goes like this.
Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead.
Three zombie companies, three dead companies, potential to go to zero. Bring out your dead, Kyle. What's going on here?
So these are, and we actually looked at a larger list. We're spoken on these three today. But essentially companies with heavy cash burn, little cash on hand, and each of them has a negative interest coverage ratio, so EBIT, you know, over interest expense. We looked at the free cash flow over the trailing 12 months, compared that to kind of the cash on the balance sheet as of 1Q22, and put together a list of companies that basically had less than 24 months of cash on hand based on their free cash flow burn rates, with Carvana, Freshpet, and Peloton being kind of the worst, or, you know, the least cash available based on their burn rates. So we can look at, you know, starting with Carvana, you know, they've failed to generate positive free cash flow in any year since going public. They've burned through over $8 billion since going public, actually. And we looked at their cash balance at the end of 1Q22, based on the trailing 12-month free cash flow burn, they basically had less than 1 month of cash. They did recently raise $3 billion in unsecured notes at an interest rate of over 10%, almost more than double the previous rate on their last debt. So we can already see that, you know, markets are saying slow down here. We're not going to just give you free access to capital like you kind of had in the past. But even then, we take into account that they've got, you know, less than, what is it, 3 months of additional cash based on that notes raise. So it's business where, again, cash flow is negative, burning through cash, and it's going to be increasingly hard to keep the business afloat with cheap capital, because cheap capital is drying up quickly in this market.
All of these in New Constructs' opinion have the potential to go to zero and relatively quickly. Is there a specific catalyst in mind? I mean, I know that catalyst is always the trouble spot, but we've got a market that is pretty sensitive to things right now. Heck, it's pretty sensitive to the fact that you guys are issuing a report like this. From that perspective, is there an obvious catalyst, or it's just going to be they get there because once you've run out of cash, something's got to change and the market is going to see it change?
It's probably more of the kind of waited out. There isn't one specific catalyst because, again, they can't create cash out of nowhere. This cash kind of imbalance will come to fruition, whether they do anything, you know, giving time, it's going to happen. Obviously, each of these companies, Carvana, Freshpet, and Peloton, has raised capital this year to kind of stave off that end game there. But even when we take into account those capital raises, they still have just a few months left of cash on the books. So it's going to be slowing economy, possible recession, and these companies were already burning through significant cash in good times. Just a matter of time before, you know, they run out of that cash again without, you know, significant overhauls to the business that we're just not seeing with any of them.
You talked about how these companies are just three examples, that there are a lot of companies in this space right now? A, how many companies? B, is that population of zombie companies, as you calling them, and that's a term that others have used as well, is that population bigger right now than it's been because of market conditions?
So we looked at just prior Danger Zone picks to kind of get an initial screen. And we found that there were 10 companies that had less than 2 years of cash. And obviously 2 years can be a long time, but we're just looking at, you know, given the current market, these are the companies that have the least runway, so to speak. Can't recall that we've done this in the past, specifically looking at the free cash flow burn based on cash on hand. So I can't say that it's gotten worse, but we are reaching the kind of the first time in the past, you know, decade that access to that cheap capital is going to be more difficult. So this is really the first time some of these companies, you know, these younger companies have faced a market where they can't just go out and get new cash. They can't go out and raise debt at a cheap rate. You know, it's actually going to be costly to their business model, costly to the shareholders. And so they truly have to place that whole growth versus profits. And so far, these companies have been unprofitable, and it's going to be more difficult to raise that capital to keep the business running without showing any profits.
Is there any sort of time frame? I mean, you've got 2 years of cash on hand. You would at least think that these companies have 2 years to go, right?
Yeah. Obviously, the initial time frame would be, you know, that month till they run out of cash. It can be offset, you know, if they are able to raise capital at a more expensive rate. Some of them, if they get cheap enough, who knows, they could become buyouts. You know, people just buy it for the cash on books and leave it and at least get the name for it. But yeah, the timeline is, it's definitely, there's a ceiling to it with that available cash, especially as these companies, you know, go into that more uncertain market where it's going to be even more difficult to expand their business and turn it from unprofitable to profitable.
And of course, we have talked about these companies in the past. They've all been in the danger zone, and we know that the valuations are way overdone. In this case, it doesn't really make a difference what the valuations are. We're talking about stocks that could go to zero. And yes, that's what we're saying about Carvana, Freshpet, and Peloton. CVNA, FRPT, and PTON. They are the Danger Zone picks this week. Kyle, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Check out their blog about all their Danger Zone picks, their statements on that stuff and more, their list of most attractive and most dangerous. Learn how the system works. Check out their research, newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. Up next, it's market call time. Adam Peck makes his debut when we come back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.